One, two, three, in the place to be, on the P-O-D-C-A-S-T, having a good N-I-G-H-T, I hope. Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Mega Ran, and I'm back once again. Back is the incredible Matt Mania Podcast. I know it's been a while since y'all heard me. I've been on tour, so I wanted to make sure to get on this episode. So much so that I completely rearranged our schedule to the point where now I'm the only one here of the original squad. Sorry about that. So this episode, you may not hear Rock Knowledge or Neo X. You may not even hear Teak Hall if he's not on time. So we'll see. But you will hear me, and I got a special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, this man's a producer. He's an anime head, a hip-hop head, a nerd just like myself, a man after my own interests, who a jack of many trades, incredibly talented individual. Ladies and gentlemen, in the place to be is my man Vic, a.k.a. Awesome Beats. What's good, bro?
Yeah, what's going on, man? That was a hell of an intro.
Hey, man, I got to make sure to hype it up, you know what I'm saying? I might need you to speak up a little
yo,
bit.
Yo, can you hear me? Is this better?
I hear you, but, you know, got to get the podcast voice, which is like one decibel higher
in
the conversation.
I got to go higher. I got to take off my sexy voice.
You know
bad.
What I'm saying? We ain't sexy today. We'll save sexy. All right, so this podcast is about wrestling and hip-hop, all the things I love. So I'm going to get started with some hip-hop talk. First of all, I'm on tour, so I just want to talk about that real quick. If you are anywhere in the area, this is probably going to come out on, what's tomorrow? Friday? Saturday?
Thursday.
I'll be in San Diego, October 11th, Long Beach, the 12th,
hey.
San Fran, the 13th, Portland, the 15th, Seattle, the 16th, Boise, the 17th, Salt Lake, the 18th, Inglewood, Colorado, the 20th, Kansas City, KCMO on the 21st, St. Louis on the 22nd, Oklahoma City on the 23rd, and then I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on November 2nd for the Tulsa Pop Culture Expo. Get all those dates and tickets at megaran.com. Pew, 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 pew. All right, so real quick, Vic, you were at the show last night.
Yes, sir.
So you told me a little bit off mic that that was your first experience at like a nerdcore rap show, like a full show.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
Well, man, I mean, shoot, it was a ton of fun. Like, if I could put it any other way, like, I've listened to a couple of nerdcore rappers before, you know, yourself included, none like Joshua, and a handful of other cats that I just found, like, on, like, Spotify or what have you. But actually going to a full-on nerdcore show, crazy, man.
Yeah.
Good vibes, too. That's the most important thing to me. That's one of the things I love about, like, anime, you know, conventions and such. It's like, it's all good vibes. There's no like bad energy really. And I dug that.
Absolutely. We try our best to make sure it's a fun time and experience that everybody can enjoy, no matter your age or your experience level with hip hop. You know what I mean? Or your knowledge. Cause I hate when people kind of like fandom shame people. You know what I mean? Be like, oh, you never watched Dragon Ball Z? Oh, you trash. You know what I mean? Oh,
I totally do that to people.
Well, some shows like, yo, like if you ain't watching Attack on Titan, something might be wrong.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, I don't like when people are so close-minded where they're like, you can't even have the conversation with somebody if they haven't seen that thing.
No, you know that's overkill.
What? You never seen Avengers? What? Oh, you corny. Oh, I can't talk to you. You know what I mean? Yo, I saw somebody had a tweet, and no, actually it wasn't a tweet. I overheard this at a convention. By two white dudes were talking, and I mentioned they're white because that's important. Okay. not just because I just see everybody as who they, what color they are, but there were two white dudes talking, overheard them at a convention, and they were like, yo, if you haven't seen Black Panther right now, like by now, you're probably racist, right? Like this is what the one white dude says it to the other white
right,
dude.
Right.
He's like, if you haven't seen it by now, you might be racist, right? Like now
that was a huge
again,
movie.
It's a huge, huge cultural moment.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, do you think like if you haven't seen it by now, like it's on Blu-ray, it's on
Netflix.
Netflix.
Now. Yeah.
So you gotta be going out of your way to not see this movie. And why else would you ever go out of your way to see this movie unless you just weren't comfortable with all the or the blackness. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, yo, actually, the funny thing about that is that there's some people I definitely read, like in some Asian countries, there was somebody that reviewed it that said that it was too black.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you haven't seen, look, like, there's certain criteria. You would have to be into Marvel, at least, you know, to have not seen it. Because, like, you know, some people just live maybe under a rock, or they're like, I don't like action movies.
You got to be a comic book head, at least.
Right, right.
To want to even care about it.
Yeah.
And then you got to want to check it out. So, it's a little bit presumptuous to say that they're racist.
I think that's presumptuous.
Chill out. White people.
But if you see more than one Marvel movie and you didn't see Black Panther and it was like the biggest Marvel movie right before,
then
you might be tripping.
You might be. All right. So here's what's up in the world of hip hop. Couple new things. See if you care about them. Gauge your temperature.
All right.
Watch the Throne 2 is allegedly not going to happen because Jay-Z and Beyonce have severed all ties with Kanye and the Kardashians.
Hmm.
Do you care?
I care only in that I'm not surprised. They seem to be making a big deal about not being cool with him. Like, I saw, like, somebody said that there was a video where, like, Beyonce said something along the lines of, like, oh, if you got Yeezys on, they're fake, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta make sure those are fake if you're gonna be like, you know.
Wow,
like, that's what I heard. This ain't what I said. I'm just saying that's what I heard. So I mean, like, you know,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, do I care? Like, Watch the Throne 2? It's been a while anyway. Like, they should have came back with that anyway, like a lot sooner. So nah.
So not really.
Not really.
It's a little too late. I mean, that was a great album, great moment for hip hop. It's not as big now. Like, if it happened tomorrow, we'd be like, oh, okay. You
right.
Know what I mean? Not like, yo.
They'd have to have really been. And, you know, that's a conversation I had with one of my homies. Like, when Watch the Throne 2 was announced, I was like, they were like, well, their ties better be cool. I was like, but who said it, though? Who said it was coming out?
Who said it?
Was it Kanye or was it Jay-Z? Because if Jay-Z said it, then that's a for sure go. If Kanye said it, that could be wishful thinking.
Kanye, like, says, you know, everything. Yeah, he says, I think he either said or implied that he was going to do Watch the Throne, but with Drake instead.
Can't do that.
Like, it was going to be changing the whole, like, narrative of what the throne is, being like, no, the throne just means me and somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a series where that's happened, where the people have changed. Doctor Who, I guess. You know what I mean? Every couple seasons, a new doctor. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm still a part of it, but Jay-Z won't, it'll be Drake. Like, do you think that's, they shouldn't even call it?
Nah. And even in that situation, I mean, didn't Drake have a bar about, like, Watch the Throne? Like, didn't Drake, like, actually have beef with both people at one point in time? So it'd be kind of strange.
It's a weird thing, man. It's very weird, dude. Like, how Kanye and Jay and Drake have all been beefing at one point, but they've all appeared on each other's stuff at one point. Like, it's just a weird thing. They got a weird energy.
Yeah, man. I can never tell what's for publicity and what's real.
I don't know. So, another piece of hip-hop news. Method Man and Redman. There's a new movie, How High 2, coming out. Method Man and Redman will not be in it.
Yeah, I'm not
they
watching.
They just confirmed that.
I'm not watching.
No interest in that.
Hell no, man.
That's what I said. Nobody wants to see
that's
that.
That's not How High 2 if they... Why would we watch this?
Again, you can't change the name. You can't change the people. Like, the franchise is Meth and Red.
Right.
So, Lil Yachty will be in it. I don't know if he's one of the stars, but Lil Yachty will be in it. That doesn't make you want to watch more?
No. No, sir.
All right. So, there's a petition going around right now to get Method Man and Red Man back into this movie. It has 1,000 signatures right now.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully.
That's not that much.
Yeah, it's really not a lot.
I didn't know
that
it was going
around. I think the important part is that not enough people care about How High. Again, they took a long time for a sequel. And so Method Red's audience don't care about Method Red anymore or don't care about them being in the movie enough.
Damn.
Sad.
Getting old. I don't know. I would watch How High 2 if they were both in there.
I would too. Would you go to the movies first week?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I feel like I would too. But the fact that this thing only has 1,500 signatures at this point.
I didn't know that the petition was going around. Right. So, you know.
I'm going to send it to you, so you got to sign.
Oh, damn.
And you got to tweet it.
And I got to tweet it.
Because you care about this, right?
Okay. I do it. No, I don't have a problem with doing it. I just think, you know, if that petition was going around, like, the people that would want to know, like, I feel like the easy way to do that or a way to make How High 2 dope would be have Method Man and Redman in there and Currency in there.
Yes.
You put Currency, you put Smoke Dizzy in there.
Yep.
Now you got a winner.
Yo, I agree, man. Like, that's pretty wild that they didn't think about that. Like, but they always try to do that next generation stuff. You know what I mean? Like, what was that? House Party? By the time they got to the ones, they were like, oh, let's bring these little kids in.
Right.
Immature and all these other people. Like, oh, let's get the next generation.
Yeah, nah.
Like, you can't do Cheech and Chong without Cheech and Chong.
No.
Like, you just wouldn't do that.
That's real.
I don't know. All right, so last piece of hip-hop news. The Wu-Tang Clan just got their first Billboard spot in 16 years. You know how?
How?
Because they're on Logic's album.
They are.
Bam. Logic got the whole Wu on a track called Wu-Tang Forever. The whole Wu, somehow. Have you heard it?
I did on Young Sinatra 4.
Yep. I'll play a little bit.
Yeah.
It sounds like old classic too.
Well, you know Logic gonna do that.
Yes.
Style, I leave them all dismembered. Fuck a mumble rap, that shit won't never be remembered. Not even a contender, no pretender. Best surrender, my agenda is killing shit. They feeling
this. All right. So, that's already my favorite Logic rap verse ever.
Wow.
I'm not a Logic guy. But
really?
I just haven't heard enough to really get behind them. I don't know. Maybe I need to listen to more. Do I need to listen to more Logic?
I'm gonna put it to you this way. I got into Logic after he went on tour with G, just because of my personal relationship with G. So, like,
we'll get into that. G Easy, he's talking about. He just knows him as G.
But yeah, like, they went on tour. Like, people that G brings on tour, generally I investigate. And I had heard of Logic beforehand, but when I was like, oh, they're going on tour together? All right, let me get, I think it was Greatest Story or whatever, where they were trying to go to the planet. The last album prior to the album prior to Bobby Tarantino is when I started listening.
Okay. Did it make you go back for other stuff? Like, I got friends who tell me that the Young Sinatra mixtapes were like his better stuff, and then when you get to label stuff, you know, it puts that label polish on it. It's like a little not as cool. But I don't know, man. I just don't get it with Logic, because he's really good at rapping.
Uh-huh.
But I don't feel it like I want to feel it all the time. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I used to feel that way about J. Cole, but then I got further into his catalog where I was like, yo, he's rapping good. I should like good rap.
Right.
However, you want to feel like you believe it or you're invested. And I didn't always feel that way with like some Logic stuff. Sometimes it was like, stylistically, here, this is all I'm going to say. I don't want people to think I'm dumping on Logic. Stylistically, he's so inspired by everything that's going on around him.
Inspired is an interesting word, yeah.
So, therefore, his music sounds like a fan of Kendrick Lamar, a fan of J. Cole, decided to make a record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds like, yo, you like J. Cole's album? All right, well, I'm going to put elements of that into mine. You like that Kendrick? I'm going to do some elements of that in mine. That's exactly what it sounds like to me.
That is what it is.
That's why I can't get jiggy with it.
Okay, hold on, though.
Okay.
The Game.
You're going to get me on that. The Game is my ultimate guilty pleasure.
I'm just saying, Logic is the Game.
He's the new Game. Like, he gets on Wu-Tang beat, and he gets on the
and raps Wu-Tangy.
Wu-Tang style, Wu-Tang this. You know what I'm saying? It's like the chameleon rap.
Yeah, that's exact. That chameleon rap, that's what
that
it
was
is.
The Game.
That's the Game.
He got a new genre, chameleon rap.
The chameleon rap.
Why is it okay with Game does it then, for me? think it's because Game is gangsta, so it's different. He puts a gangsta spin on it.
Was it the era?
Maybe it was the era. And he shouts those dudes out. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Pac. Like, he always mentions the name. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where he shouts out his influences.
Right.
And that was his gimmick. He straight up says it. The game. I am the game because I studied the game. If Logic maybe said that, then maybe I would look at him differently.
Well, perhaps if you used his logic, you would follow.
That's all I'm saying. Logic doesn't say, oh, man, I take from the greats and make my own thing. He doesn't say that. He says, oh, I'm doing what I like. Well, I'm doing what I feel.
Right.
And it's like, well, no, I think you're doing what's working for other people.
I mean, it's a wonderful tactic.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
I mean, who am I to argue? This dude's selling tons of records and doing really well. And he brought Wu back on the charts.
Yeah, but you know what that reminds me of? What? That reminds me of when Macklemore brought the old school rappers on his stuff. What was it, Big Daddy Kane?
He brought a lot of Melly Mel, Grandmaster Caz, I think, on that Downtown single, which was not really a great song. But
the fact is, he looked back. Out.
And you know, you're going to take me down a rabbit hole.
That's what this is for.
People who do that are doing it because I think they're not fully comfortable with themselves and who they are. And so they're like, yo, I got to give back to hip hop so they can respect me. You know what I mean? I that's the way I looked at it with Macklemore. Macklemore definitely wants hip hop's approval. He knows he's a white guy in a black art form trying to make it. He respects the art and he wants that to be known. So sometimes it feels like a reach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and sometimes. I know what you're talking about. I think
it's like, please like me.
That's all Logic
like
wanted.
Those guys.
That's all like Logic me. Wanted. That's all Macklemore wanted.
That's why I don't feel him.
But
when it's obvious to be like, please like me. Come on, man. You like Wu-Tang, right? Yeah. Come here. Come here. Get this album. Come here.
I mean, but think about
it, though.
He's
the dude on the street, like, trying to push a mixtape to you. Like, yo, you like Wu-Tang? Like Wu-Tang? Yeah, I got them all on this joint. Come get it. Come get it. Like, it's like, please, hip-hop, love me. You know what I mean? And to me, it doesn't always feel genuine. And I could be totally wrong because I don't know the dude. But to me, when you make those reaches, it feels like... And you brought up Macklemore, so now I got to go there.
Okay.
When Macklemore won the Grammy,
right,
over Kendrick's album,
mm-hmm.
hip hop had a fit.
Mm-hmm.
What did Macklemore do?
He didn't do a damn thing wrong. But you're talking about what he did after.
What did he do after?
Oh, I didn't deserve it. It should have been Kendrick.
I didn't deserve this.
They did him dirty though. Like,
I didn't deserve this. And then he texts Kendrick, screenshots the text, puts it on Instagram. Come on, man.
But
we didn't need that.
But
he's like, see, I don't deserve this. Come on, just take the award and just move on, man.
Nah, man, because look, he had to say something. Look, and I want to say that Macklemore, white artists in general are screwed no matter what. And I feel like I feel like Logic plays up his in a backwards logic way. He plays up the fact that he's half white.
He mentions that like every other song.
Yeah, entirely too much. And I say
biracial.
That because
did I mention that?
J. Cole is biracial, Drake is biracial, and they don't talk about it like that.
Right. I think he even had it in his like Twitter handle. It was like biracial.
Yeah, biracial
Bobby,
yeah.
It's like, come on, bro.
But it's, I don't know. Like, I can't say, I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of white people that love hip-hop music, and I'm happy for it. And that music is therefore more accessible to them because... You're rapping like the guy that I want to rock with, but they might look at me funny for rocking with that. So, like, you make the watered down version for me to rock with, and I don't have to feel bad about it. So then he can hit that hippity hoppy.
But that doesn't sound good. That don't sound good. Even when you say it, it's like, well, that's the watered down version. Like, it is only because I make music in a genre called nerdcore.
Right.
Which is, we get some of the same things. I get fans who come to the show and be like, yo, I hate that other rap, but you good.
Right.
Or I hate rap, but you, I like. I am rap, dog.
Right.
I'm rapping. What do you think this is? You know what I'm saying?
like
that's
Dicky.
Almost being like, I hate your dad, but you cool. You know what I'm saying? That's how I hear that.
Right.
I hate your parents, but you cool. Like, yo, hip-hop birthed me. Hip-hop created
right,
me.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So for you to say you don't like rap, but you like me, yeah, you do like rap because I like rap and I am rapping. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and like Macklemore said that too, like fans come up to him and be like, oh, your rap is so clean. You're not all vulgar like those other guys. He's like, what are you talking about? Thrift Shop, I dropped the F word like 3 times. Like, you think it's clean because right. You see a white face.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he recognizes that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think it's cleaner because they see a face they can relate to. But that is a huge rabbit hole to go down, especially at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Where people don't even know who you are. All right. So tell everybody, who is Awesome? Who are you?
I am a rapper turned producer from Carson, California.
So. All right. When I think Carson, I think Razzcast.
Okay.
Also Absol.
Yes, sir.
They mention Carson a lot. So tell me about the hip-hop landscape in Carson. Like, what's it like out there? I mean, it's not L.A. It's right. not Long Beach. You know what I mean? So what's the scene?
To be honest with you, I don't even know. Like, I'm from Carson, but I feel like a lot of people that were from Carson, if they were doing music, like, they would try to claim Compton because it's right there. Like, Carson mm-hmm. is the next city south of Compton.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, that whole, like, Long Beach, Compton kind of area, like, we sit right there, like, in that area. So, like, as far as, like, actually, like, knowing rappers from there, like, when I started rapping and I was a kid or whatever, I didn't know of any other rappers, like, at the time.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know of any other rappers from Carson. And I know that there's somebody on Taylor Gang that's from Carson, too.
That's crazy. But you didn't know that person at all?
I didn't know him at all.
Huh. Wow. So, had you heard, like, did you see kind of Absol's rise a little bit?
No.
You never heard anything from those cats out there?
No, I mean, I had only heard by way of Curtis, and that was later on, Curtis King. They were cool, cool. Curtis did the artwork for Absol's work, and that's that Carson connection, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, off of that, you know, he was able to produce, like, for early K-Dot and Absol nice. Back then.
Nice. Kendrick Lamar for the for the layperson.
Right.
All
right.
So how did you get started? I mean, if there was no one around, so there wasn't an OG to be like, man, I want to be like him. So what made you pick up beats or pick up the mic? Like,
Doc Lesnar. And okay. those are my cousins, Doc Lesnar, Quincy Jones. Mm.
Friends of the show. Shout out to Doc and Quincy. Just met Quincy at StarCast. He runs a great podcast. He had us on it. In fact, we did a crossover episode, which I might be running this week or next week. So,
fire.
So might have y'all on the same episode.
That'd be lit.
So Doc Lesnar, dope MC, also a wrestling head. So shout out to him. That should be how I met you, but it's not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that would have made the most sense.
Right.
But I rapped on Doc's remix of Strong Stylin', and you had done the beat.
Right.
But we didn't meet at all. I saw your name maybe written in the credit, but I didn't know you. I met you through Alfred Banks.
Right.
Who, when he came out to visit, you came through, we hung out. And I was like, but you know all these people I know. You know, and I'm like, Joshua, you know, Doc Lesnar, you go to anime conventions.
Right.
Like, how do we not know each other? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't even figure it out. So talk about anime. Like, what is your connection to anime?
Oh, man. So, like many other individuals, my gateway drug was DBZ.
Nice.
And I watched it on Toonami back when they used to start it over every single time they brought up a new saga. But I really got into anime in college because I went to school in New Orleans, and I didn't know anybody, really. So that summer prior to going to New Orleans at Loyola, I got into Samurai Champloo with my homies, and I was Champloo. Down for it because of the new Jabez beats all over it. It was really the beats that got me into it, more so.
Beats were amazing. Shout out to Fat John, New Jabez, did all that stuff. So what was that led you into producing at all, or what kind of got you into making beats?
Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm. He made beats too?
Yeah, he used to make beats. Him,
well, the name like Quincy Jones, some type of production. We're not talking about the Quincy Jones, but KW. Yeah, so he was making beats.
Yeah, he was making beats on FL. And Hermzar, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He runs a YouTube channel. He just hit like 10,000 subscribers. He's usually at anime conventions and stuff.
Dope.
His dad had a studio at his crib, and so he had FL as well. So it was like I would get inspired by my cousins, and then I would come, and he went to elementary school with me. So then I would like, you know, be like, yo, this is what they're doing. And so we were just doing that like together, like making beats on FL.
Got you, got you. So I used to T Call's in the building. Looks like he's coming in. Timely as always. Teak on Teak time. My third man
no in job, our still late.
No job, still late.
What's really good.
So
what up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, sure. Got you. So we're just talking about we're getting into Awesome's introduction into music. Through a lot of people that we knew, which was Quincy Jones, Doc Lesnar, they're all the homies. So,
yo, that's crazy.
So like, man, that's family.
And when I did that track with Doc Lesnar, he did the beat for that. And at the time, I didn't know you. I didn't know you until Alfred introduced us.
Okay, what was the name of that song?
Strong Styling and Profound.
Yeah, he did. You was on the remix of that, right? Yeah. It was like four people on it or something.
Yes, you, sir. Cam Archer.
Yeah, I know Cam
Doc
too.
Doc and Quincy. Yeah,
so crazy. Small
I know
world.
Them through. I know Cam through Noah and them, right?
Right.
That's all the IE folks. Connection.
Yeah.
I was about to say. Oh, through anime cons and anime in general, is that how you met None Like Joshua?
No, we went to school together.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about that. Loyola, right?
Right.
Who else did you go to school with? This is a chance to name drop.
Okay.
Wait, who is None Like Joshua? Ain't that somebody you went on tour with or something?
Yes, he's an anime rapper.
Right, that's YouTube the Rick rapper. And Morty dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Rick and Morty dude.
The Rick and Morty
I'm
dude.
I'm saying, honestly, yeah. I haven't checked out his music, but I know Rand toured with him, right. And then I saw that he was doing... that he was on the Rick and Morty wave. That's why I said the Rick and Morty
right.
wave. Because I haven't heard his music.
He did
but
a
I know
Pickle
that
Rick rap.
The...
That was pretty
yeah.
funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so who else you go to school with?
So it was None Like Joshua, Alfred Banks, Hugh Augustine, who was on, he went on tour with Isaiah Rashad and on the Europe leg. And he's on Titty and Dollar with J-Rock and Isaiah Rashad. G-Eazy. Then Just GQ. Who's out of New Orleans, the DJ for Power over there.
Okay.
Tyler, crap, what is his last name?
Man, you went to school with a lot of people, huh?
Nah, dude, school is crazy.
This where is
was,
a wild where, school.
Where's Tyler Yee.
Where's this double XL
New Orleans.
Cover?
All right, right, for real.
Yeah.
Oh,
went to school with.
Mastermind, yes. Mastermind Mo out of St. Louis.
Okay. I didn't go to school with nobody. My class was shit. I don't know nobody famous out of my art.
So yeah, this, almost everybody's verified.
That's pretty wild. Like your whole class is like verified on Twitter. Like that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Tyler Yee, videographer. Matt G's manager.
So let's talk about that. Like so, out of that group, not to knock anybody else. Obviously, the G-Eazy is the standout name.
Right.
So how was G in college? Was he putting out records? Were you guys like working together? How was that going? Because as far as I know, he came from the Bay Area,
yes.
And he was already kind of making noise a little bit out there putting out projects, and then came down there and, I guess, you know, continued to work.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that like?
On my freshman orientation, so back then, G actually was on he was part of a crew called the Slap Doctors. And
because
he was
I
doing
came in late. Are you talking about college or high school?
College.
Oh, okay, no wonder. I was talking about nobody I know from high school.
No.
College, that's where people be successful.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, man. So he was
well,
part of...
Eve went to my high school. She was... She
oh, that's dope.
Successful.
But with you?
Same time, yeah.
Okay, did you know her?
No.
Okay. She was in the cool...
I would see
people.
Her. She was with the cool kids.
That's fire.
She'd be rapping in the lunchroom. Like, she was fire back then. Like, battling dudes... And,
nice.
Like, she had the blonde hair, the short cut.
That would have been dope to see back then.
Man.
And like, she was just murdering cats. And I was like, dang, she's dope, man. And, like, that was it. I just watched from a distance.
That's fire, man.
It's pretty cool.
Hell, yeah. I used to have a poster of her up in my room.
Mm-hmm. Man, when did she get with Rough Riders, though? Like, was that still when she was in school, or was that out of it? Like, did
right
you ever
after
see
school,
any of them? Did you ever see, like, Drag and the rest of them, like,
damn, at my
her?
School in Philly? No.
Nobody came and picked her up. Like, never. Yo, shorty, we got to hit the studio. You might see
so
Drag
is,
and some Rough Riders.
This was her. This was her path. She right after school, I don't even know if she graduated, but right after school, her and Scott Storch met.
Oh,
Scott
shit.
Storch was, like, working with The Roots.
Okay.
And around that time, Scott Storch went solo and was like, I'm going to L.A. to try to make beats and work with Dr. Dre. you should come with me because you dope.
Shit.
Eve went with him to L.A. No place to live, nothing, and was living in the studio with Dre. Dre was about to sign her. You might have heard some of this story.
No, I know, because that's what I was going to say. That's her connection with Dre, how she keeps circling back to Dre, right? Huh?
Dre was supposed to sign her. He didn't because the label didn't, like, Aftermath wasn't fully put together at that time. She came back to Philly, and then she went to New York and met the Rough Riders cats. Okay. But she kept in contact with Dre, and that's how that all worked.
That's
Scott fire. Storch started ghost producing for Dre, and, like, made most of the Chronic 2001 album.
You did still DRE for that. Sure.
Yeah,
I know that much.
Yeah, he was making Dre type beats for that album.
Right. Type beats. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he made most of those tracks on there, like the big ones, and Dre would put his little finishing sprinkle. And yeah, Eve came back home.
Scott Storch was
as far as I know,
Jay-Z
her mom still lived in Philly.
Jay-Z was writing raps?
Jay-Z was writing Dr. Dre's raps.
Dre don't write his own raps.
Yeah, man.
Dre is a face.
Sorry. Okay, so back to the story. So G-Eazy had a crew out in New Orleans?
No, his crew was actually based in Oakland, but G did everything, man. That's one thing I feel like a lot of people don't know. Like, G, he used to engineer, make the beats, like... He was the best engineer, like, on campus, like, off top. Like, people would go to him to get their records, like, cleaned up.
Oh, really?
Because he was for real, like...
He's the engineer.
He's, like...
He knew his stuff.
Yeah, man.
Okay. This is, like, before class. Like, before... Like, he didn't pick this up down there. Like, he just had it.
He was recording and producing for all his homies out in Oakland. I think just going to school, like, you know, he maybe learned a little, you know, a couple things a little more. But he's the one that taught me automation on Pro Tools.
Wow. That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, because he had a track called Drinks Up that he, like, did that on, you know, back in when it was, like, super synthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He did, like, a low-pass filter, and I was like, yo, how'd you do that, bro? Wow. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he taught me that. But, yeah, man, G's everything, man. He could do everything.
So at that time, did y'all know, like, yo, he about to blow? Like, this dude's going to blow.
Bro, everybody hated on him. But I was like, nah, bro, he's going to win. Like, I swear, people be like, yo, oh, that's your boy G. I'm like, okay, watch. Because, and it's not, it was a couple things. It's like, one, he's white. But I'm not saying, like, yo, because, like, at the time, like, he was actually pushing the I Love College vibe, and that was right when Asher Roth came out. He was like, fuck, he came out, he took my whole vibe. And that's, you know, he was doing what was his My Life is a Party tour back then. But one, he was white, but two, he worked harder than anybody else I had seen.
It's almost like, though, when you have that stigma, you almost always have to work twice as hard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Just because of that stigma. You believe somebody's going to say, oh, you only got it because of that.
Exactly.
Now you work double, triple hard.
And in the rap game, he is the minority.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Therefore, he must be working twice as hard.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. Wow, congrats, man. Okay, so moving forward. In college, is that where you kind of found your sound as well? Were you still, like, were you doing beats and stuff out there? Were you rhyming?
I was rhyming and doing beats. Actually, funny story. I don't know if Alfred told you this, but we used to be beefing.
Really?
You and Banks?
Yeah.
Nah.
Back then, his name was...
He's such a sweet boy.
He didn't tell me that.
Back then, his name was Lyrics the Lyricist, and he was hating on me and Hugh. Because, like, I was a year older. I told you, it was me, G, and Fifth Child were the only rappers at Loyola, like, period. Mm-hmm. Like, there were no other rappers. The next year that was under me, hella rappers. Like, Mastermind, Hugh, Top Billion, and Alfred, whose name is Lyrics the Lyricist.
Worst name ever, by the way.
I told him that. I said, bro, go with Alfred Banks. That's a dope-ass name. I said, that's your government name, bro?
Why not?
Lyrics the
Lyricist. Run with that.
Rapper,
it's like a double MC. Synonym. Yeah.
Rapper the MC.
Right. Yeah,
Or when... Teek the late guy. It's like saying the same thing twice.
Oh, who is Rapper the MC? Alfred?
No.
Lyricist the Lyricist?
Lyrics the Lyricist. Yeah, that was his name.
I was rapping already. And when Hugh came up, Lyrics was hating on, like, the unity that I guess we had. He was hating on Cali. We were in a rap battle, and he was, like, just talking down on Cali, just talking all sorts of shit on Cali. Wow. So, like, you know, me and Hugh teamed up, and I was just like, bro,
Nah, bro.
Damn, Banks, you out here hating. You don't seem like a hater
Banks
to me.
Was a
maybe,
hater?
Maybe you shut that off. He seemed positive now.
He might have got rid of that vibe.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Got a really nice smile now.
So y'all got cool like eventually.
Nah, I went up to him and I was like, yo. I was like, no. Well, what happened is there were beef records. He was releasing beef records. Well, there's this dude named DJ Cool Hand that went to our school. Mm-hmm. He's a big DJ out in New York now. He actually used to DJ for G at one point in time. And Cool Hand put out a mixtape or whatever, and Alfred got on there, and he wanted to get all the rappers on there. Alfred got on there and was dropping subliminals at me and Hugh.
Oh.
And then I saw him on campus, and I was like, bro, we need to talk. I just was like, yo. What's up?
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, do you remember any of those subliminals?
He said something like, he had one bar that was just like, oh, I'm a cool cat. You two are just some cool kittens or like something like that. Like, you know, something like talking some Cali shit or whatever.
He said just some cool shit. But the fact that you remember that bar, mean that bar stung.
No, it was not.
You felt it. Yeah.
It was the way he said, cool kittens. I was like, oh, I can know kittens.
Oh, really?
Yo, you a square up. Like,
I'm the big dog.
Right. I'm a go see.
Yeah. All
right, so this is a wrestling podcast, so I just try to bring it back at some point. Has wrestling ever, like, in your life, is there a moment you remember, like, kind of tuning in and being like, oh, this is crazy, or, yo, this is whack, what's going on right now?
Nah, dude, I was all about wrestling.
So what's your wrestling moment, like, earliest wrestling moments you remember?
I'm going to say watching Raw and WWF. Raw on Mondays and WWF Thursday, SmackDown or whatever.
SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch, you know, when it was like The Rock, you know, doing the
eyebrow.
People's eyebrow and,
know your role. Shut
Chris
your mouth.
Jericho.
Okay, this is like the
Stone
good
Cold. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like Stone Attitude. Cold, Steve Austin, you know, Chris Angle,
that's
Undertaker.
99, 2000, 2001.
Yeah, Kane. Like,
I didn't even know you was into wrestling. I thought you were just over here to talk rap. And
it just so happened. No, I was into it.
Everybody got at least some wrestling.
Everybody was into it back then, man.
Life, I think.
Everything is wrestling.
Well, like,
dude,
98,
you,
98,
like
99,
2000.
Yeah.
Those
man,
were like,
when I was in high school.
That's a prime
moment. Even like the gangsters, like the gangbangers in high school was into wrestling and shit like
yeah,
that. Like
everybody was.
Everybody, because it's just like being larger in life. That's why you say like athletes want to be rappers, rappers want to be athletes, wrestlers want to be rappers.
Yeah,
right.
So
rappers
this is a question that you can actually
like
be
open
a part
mic.
Of. I got a question for everybody. Oh, we got to talk about that too.
Right.
I got that down in my thing. So Crown Jewel is coming up. What WWE is about to do is have this big pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, shit.
Again.
Like these Saudi princes with money were like, yo, here's the bag. Bring us a wrestling show.
Yeah. That's fire.
This is the second year they're doing it.
Second time they've done it.
I didn't know
this
they did
year,
it before.
They did a
last
greatest
year it
Royal
didn't
Rumble.
Have no.
Yeah.
Last year it didn't have a name. They just did it.
Now
it
was
greatest
it was
Royal
the
Rumble.
Oh, it's greatest Royal Rumble.
Oh, that and now, there. But now they coined it Crown Jewel. So
that's fire,
though.
So that's
like
a perfect
a moniker.
We're throwing
yeah,
you the bag.
Yeah.
Give us a wrestling show. Uh-huh. So, of course, like, they brought back Kurt Angle. They brought back, like, Triple H, Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Cena.
Taker.
They had
John
the,
Cena.
The Buried Alive match or the casket match. So, they brought that back.
Undertaker.
Undertaker and Rusev.
Yeah. So, for Crown Jewel, now the rumor is that they want to do another one. And they also want to throw them an even bigger bag if they can get
The Rock
to come back. With the title, so they want Rock.
They
to,
want nostalgia. They want.
They're trying to relive WWE glory
they want
days
the
through
Rock
money
to beat whoever the champ is. Come to Saudi Arabia with the title and have a world title match in Saudi Arabia.
And they want Stone Cold with the Money in the Bank.
Yo,
right. So question: Saudi prince.
I want him a stunner.
Let's just say to today, we all Saudi princes.
Yeah.
Huge pocketbooks. We want to see the Ultimate Wrestling
oh,
show.
What will we book?
Oh,
money's no object. What do you demand from Vince McMahon?
But they have to be living.
Living wrestlers that you got the bag to make any match happen. Can't bring somebody back from the dead.
Right.
But a one-on-one match from your heyday or any time in wrestling ever.
Damn.
If they're alive.
Are tag teams allowed?
With the bag.
Yeah, any
you
match.
Can do a tag
okay.
team.
Okay. Tag teams, yeah, that's
okay.
a good suggestion.
All right, they got to be alive. Okay, so let's go around the
Damn.
Table.
Damn.
Don't
think
pick me
it.
First. I got to think.
I wrote down some, but I don't want to give y'all. Like, I don't want to like.
Okay,
start
yeah,
stealing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's probably the one I would take. Honestly,
okay,
only because I think.
And they have to be in the WWE.
Yeah,
because okay.
I was gonna say
okay,
Kenny
okay.
Omega.
Well,
do they
that's
have
fine.
To be with the bag?
Well,
You can't mix rules with the bag.
No, there's no rules with the bag.
Well, if the bag is big enough, contracts be damned. Yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
If the bag is big enough, you might be able to finagle some stuff. But yeah, let's keep it WWE adjacent. So ECW, WCW, anything WWE owns, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. NXT, so this is what I would take, only because I care about this. I would say Stone Cold and Goldberg.
Oh. That's something that we never really got.
Never got Goldberg and Stone Cold. They were the two biggest top guys in their era, and they never went head-to-head.
One was medium, one was large.
I would like to see that.
Wow.
That's my pick, Stone Cold and Goldberg. I mean, I know Goldberg can still go. I don't think Stone Cold can really go these days. But I would love to see
it. This is almost like that Rocky movie.
It's the Rocky movie story.
The Rocky movie, what was it, with Tommy Guns or something, when they did, like, on ESPN, they had the computerized version of him go. Like, oh, if Rocky was young enough to fight.
Right.
That's when Rocky came back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a good fighter. Oh, my God. Rocky's in the building.
Great movie, by the way.
It was because Rocky won in the digitalized one. And then Tommy Guns got mad. He was like, that guy can't beat me.
Okay, man. All right, so that's my pick. Stone Cold versus Goldberg. One night only.
Damn.
All right, what do you think? Anybody ready?
Trying to get that
one match.
That
one match.
Mick Foley Undertaker Hell in a Cell Part 2.
I thought about that, too. I thought about that. I don't want Mick Foley to die. Yeah. I don't want that.
I think the cages is better reinforced now. But he didn't fall through when he went off of it.
Damn, oh boy.
Yeah, I don't want Foley to die in front of my eyes.
Honestly, if I could bring it back, I like to see Edge go up against someone like AJ.
That would be dope.
You know, something like that.
Edge and AJ?
Edge and AJ.
That's funny
because I was just about to say AJ too, but I was about to say AJ, and it's crazy because it's just like, because AJ is such a great athlete, and you got to think about who would go good with AJ,
right?
RVD. Whoa. Oh, I love to see Rob Van Dam and AJ Styles, man.
Yo, that'll be a banger.
That's a good pick.
That's a banger.
Okay, like give them like a no disqualification, no holds bar, so like Rob Van Dam can do like the Van Daminators with the chair and shit. Man.
That would be dope. If I was going to say AJ, that was my if the bag meant
you want the
nothing.
Shawn Michaels AJ?
I want AJ and Kenny Omega, but of course we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they hinted that at being the Elite. Just saying.
They did. Does anybody care about Rock versus Roman, if that was a thing?
But what you're talking about with Crown Jewel, like, that might actually be.
That could actually happen.
That might actually be what happens, because Roman's got the title, if they bring The Rock back and be like, some sort of blood family.
Let me show you how to be the people's champ.
You're a disgrace to our family, jabroni. Right, you take it
That'd
back
be fire,
from Roman.
Though.
I mean, people always say, like, when The Rock came and helped Roman, it got a little stench on The Rock. Like, people was, like, booing The Rock when he came to help Roman, so he could come back on some.
Trying to get that rock dust.
Trying to get that Roman dust off.
Awesome. Who would you want to see right now that would make you turn on wrestling right away?
They alive, baby.
The match, if they were alive.
I don't know who all has passed since I watched, but I'd say this is probably gonna sound super cop out. Please do.
Tell them who's dead.
No, that's too long of a list.
That'll take too long.
I'd say
I'm like no Eddie Guerrero.
I want a tag team.
Tag team, okay.
Okay.
I want Kane and Undertaker.
Brothers of Destruction.
Uh-huh. Versus Stone Cold and The Rock.
Yo! Okay.
I was about to say, don't say Triple H and
No.
They just did that. They're about to do that.
That's amazing.
That's actually a really dope match.
Woo.
I would pay to see that.
I think that would be dope.
That's dope. I think that's actually the idea. I think if you were going to bring these older guys back,
I was going to say NWO and DX.
Like a six-man or eight-man?
It could be X-Pac
is in the shark cage.
X-Pac
is in the shark cage.
No, because funny enough, because Big Show just came back or whatever.
Yeah.
So you could have Hulk Hogan and Big Show versus
So Big Show is NWO?
Was NWO.
In WCW.
Yeah, who's WCW?
WWE owns WCW. So you can pit whatever people you want
as
that.
I guess you can put anybody in.
It could be Hogan and the Giant versus...
NWO had too many people.
That's what you can pick whoever. You ain't going to pick Virgil.
Why not?
You gonna pick the people want to see.
That's true. Bring back Scott Steiner.
Right. Or like you said, you got that. Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
Dang.
You just got DX back together with Triple H and Shawn Michaels. It could be Triple H and Shawn versus Diesel and Scott Hall, Diesel and Hogan, like any one of those.
Y'all bringing me back for real right now.
But I guess in my mind, like, I think someone who is maybe like ready to go, though, you know what I mean? In my mind, that's why I was thinking.
I think too far like, back. Yeah, I think we're thinking about it too realistically.
Right.
Like, who could actually get in the ring and wrestle?
I'm not thinking like that.
I don't think Hall or Nash could really go right now.
Y'all was talking about that, I was just talking about like anybody
but just
living.
If what you want to see. Yeah.
And see, this kind of sparked in my head. I like to see Drew McIntyre versus Dave Bautista.
Ooh,
that might have been pretty good.
It'd be a good
something
match.
Like that.
Or even undercard.
Batista's coming back.
Or even somebody like, you see, maybe like Johnny Gargano versus The Miz.
The Miz.
Something like that. Something like that would be pretty dope,
That would
too.
Be good to see. I want to see Johnny Gargano versus Daniel Bryan. Why not?
That's like a mirror match.
A little man mirror match.
Man, if we wasn't worried about how old people was or just how in shape they was, like, man, we'd love to see people like Ricochet go against, like, the Hardys or something. You know,
the Hardys? Because
how about, yeah, just like prime that would be, Hardys versus, like, prime. That's what I'm saying, well, like, I can't say Road Warriors because Hawks did, but I don't know. Like,
what about, like War Machine versus the Hardys or something like that.
That'd be
pretty dope.
That would be good.
They're in NXT.
They're in NXT. Yeah, you might not know
about
them.
They're some young cats.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's what's happening. This will also bring you back. SmackDown number 1,000 is going on next Thursday.
It's for all you jabronis out there.
The 1,000th episode.
You better know your role.
The highlight, they got Nakamura fighting Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yo.
I want to see that.
Rey Mysterio just coming
fire.
Back officially.
I'm going to watch. So WWE. Does this mean he's coming back officially or is this like a one-time only?
No, I've heard officially. That's what I heard. And I know that he was in contract talks before with them, and then he had got injured.
I thought he was on a part-time kind of thing where he might be on a contractor basis.
Not contracted, but contractor.
Oh, like whenever they want like Jericho.
Yeah,
like
that's what I was saying. Jericho's like a legend.
Chris
Jericho.
Yo, but like, it's just blowing my mind
but
that these
people
are coming back.
But it's
going
to be multiple matches because I figured that they're going
to
have
Ray. There's lots
Ray
of money to be made,
more.
Man.
20 years later? Mm-hmm. Hey, this is literally 20 years later.
The bag is a powerful thing. Jericho doing that DDP yoga.
It's the nostalgia
and
bag.
Then,
you got to think about
that's
that.
What it is.
That's what everybody is doing. You know they bringing back all the Nickelodeon stuff. They just put all that stuff back on streaming. They making a Rugrats live action movie.
Really?
Like nostalgia is
Baby
the
Day's
bag.
Out.
Nostalgia is in. Because people our age, you know,
we're adults now.
We're the older generation.
Right.
We're the decision makers. We're the money spenders. And most people our age have kids. So we're going to take the kids to stuff that we remember and that we like.
Back in my day.
That's what it's for. It's for us.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So even the cartoons and stuff, they put kind of like adultish humor in it that we'll be able to chuckle at it while we watch it as well as the kids.
But when you think about it, it had it then.
Yeah,
like but it was
you,
very
when you were
like,
a kid and you were watching Rugrats. Ren and Stimpy is what I mean.
Okay.
That
was an adult cartoon.
Ren and Stimpy was on Nickelodeon.
It was.
At one point.
But no, it was.
It made allusions to adult
It didn't
stuff.
Make sense to me. I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but like,
somebody
watching,
was,
I was
really
like,
high
yo.
When they was making
But you know, SpongeBob is the same way.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was watching SpongeBob in high school.
Yeah.
Like, say what you want about me, but I was watching SpongeBob in high school.
That's a lit cartoon, man.
But
it is a good show.
That age of high school, I was able to pick up on the adult stuff that it was doing and just laugh at the goofy stuff.
Right.
So it's like, that's the type of stuff once we get old enough to be in producers
we're
and
the
stuff like that
makers.
And we got money, we're like, oh, nah, I'm going to
bring back what we want. We control it now. All right, so speaking of SmackDown 1000, also Evolution is going to appear on SmackDown Live. So Triple H now is now the new Mick Foley because he has three faces of Triple H now. When he's on Raw, he's DX.
The game.
When he's on SmackDown, he's Evolution. And then he runs NXT. So, like, it's kind of weird
to
see.
Isn't Evolution him kind of like NXT him? That's just him in a suit?
Him in a suit, but but still. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
he's
I guess.
CFO
Wait, so
Hunter.
He has different personas now?
Well,
he puts on different hats because he's
when
the
he wears
chief
a suit,
financial
behind
officer.
The scenes, he runs NXT. Which is the lower brand.
She's like still married to Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
They got kids. And
since DX just got back together with him and Shawn Michaels, he's the game. He's DX on Raw because he's got to fight Undertaker and shit.
Right.
But now on next Tuesday, they're coming back with their old group, which was him, Flair, Batista.
Evolution.
And Randy Orton. So now they got to wear suits. Like, he just was doing Suck It on Monday. Now you got to put on a suit and be the game again.
That's fire. Right.
So it's kind of cool. So he's on both shows now. Batista. We all know about Batista being a part of the Guardians of the Galaxy universe.
Yes.
As Drax.
Yeah, but
we also know how he feels about James Gunn, the director, getting let go. James Gunn recently just signed on with Warner Brothers to do the next Suicide Squad.
That's a heel turn, Daddy.
Did you hear what else?
Batista tweeted in response to this, "Where do I sign up?"
Damn.
Now, he has hinted that if James Gunn wasn't coming back or if they didn't use his script for Guardians, that he was going to be out.
He's also said that he doesn't want to work for Disney anymore.
Well, it seems like they would have just let him go with him the way he'd been talking.
Right.
So we talked about this before. Drax is not a necessary character to this story. They could be like, man, he died off screen.
Right.
We're going to miss Drax. And then move on with the show and nobody will care.
But he is kind of like the comic relief.
They'll have other comic relief.
Yeah.
The girl is what's the
Mantis.
Mantis will be funny too.
I enjoyed that movie.
Great movies. Do you think Batista's character is the big tough guy who does everything literal?
He's not necessary.
Do you think he's necessary?
No, and I think he should go to Suicide Squad and he should be King Shark, and it'll be a better fit for him.
Hmm, that's actually a good idea. What do you think? Any words, Neo? Should Batista jump ship?
He should be Deathstroke. No, wait, that's Will Smith.
Nah, it can't be Deathstroke.
Do you know any other Suicide Squad characters?
Really. They can make up a new one for him.
But no, for real, though, it's just like a good move. It's a good move for DC. DC is jumping on the controversy of what's going on. By hiring James Gunn, you putting yourself in all the discussions about James Gunn and Disney now. So now you got more people talking about DC, more people interested in whatever you're going to do with Suicide Squad. And then if you can pull Batista some kind of way, I mean, you just pulled the hat trick on Marvel and Disney. They don't need Batista, but the fact that you were able to get him shows some strength in DC.
Yo, this is like
wrestling.
This is like wrestling. This is like the NWO. Hall and Nash coming over. Like, remember that moment when you saw Scott Hall on WCW?
Uh-huh.
He was like, that's Razor Ramon.
You don't know who
what
I am.
What is he doing here?
Yeah.
And he said, you know who I am. He didn't say his name, and this is why WWF tried to sue them, because they were like, no, you're using Razor Ramon on your TV. And he's like, no, he never said his name was Razor Ramon.
Right.
So the same thing.
He just said, you know who I am.
He just said, you know who I am. So same thing with Batista showing up. He's not saying he's Drax.
Right. He's just not going to be green.
So I think this is totally like wrestling. This could be a big steal.
It could be a big move for DC.
Because like you said, he's more important going to DC than he would be with Marvel.
Yeah. Said it yourself. You're like, oh, he's forgettable. He could die off screen. But it's the movie nerds, it's the behind the scenes people, it's the fact of like, oh, being able to get that trade, getting LeBron over to the Lakers or something, you know, it's like, oh shit.
That's a big move.
Like during the off season.
It's a big move. Like DC needs life, so they need really anything. Mm-hmm. So that's why they weren't worried about the controversy. I don't know if you heard about it. James Gunn got in trouble for some old tweets. He used to be like an internet edgelord, saying stupid.
He was a meme monster.
You know, putting up edgy memes, like kind of, you know, I don't know if they were like homophobic or just like, just kind of offensive memes, just being funny. Like a regular dude.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, exactly, 10 years ago it was okay. We was listening to Eminem.
So they found his tweets they were like, yo, get him out of here. This
but
is
nowadays,
not
because culture has changed.
That's crazy. They're just looking for a reason to let him go then.
Yeah, they found old tweets. Like,
not
it wasn't
really,
even.
No, you shouldn't think of that, because he did. Look at what he did with Guardians. Didn't you just say you liked that movie?
I loved it.
He took.
One and two.
He took. Mm. Did you know about them before the movie?
Nope.
Exactly. He took the obscure comic characters that nobody knew about. And this isn't even the original cast of Guardians. Because in the comic, it's a whole different set of people that's the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
But he took nobodies and made them front runners.
I mean, it was a star-studded cast, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Chris, except Batista. Chris, that's why we're talking about Chris, you. Yeah.
Pratt, I mean, yeah. Batista wasn't,
but Chris Pratt was a big hot at name the time. At the time.
But Chris Pratt was super hot.
And yeah, so
hot
was from, what's her name? What Office? Right? Is that what he was in?
Parks and Rec
is what he was in.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Well, that was after.
Was it after?
Jurassic Park was after.
This was his first big
Because he kind of got in shape for Guardians.
Right. Yeah, no, he got in shape for that. In Parks and Rec. He got in shape for that. He was kind of, you know, dad bod.
Yeah,
he was Andy Dwyer.
Dad bod.
I love that show, by the way.
Me Such too, a man. Good show. I have been rewatching it. That's my put over. Watch Parks and Rec.
I was going to say something to you about this, though, just because we were talking about movies for a second. You were talking about what he got in trouble for. Did you hear about the shit with dude who did Predator, Shane Black? Did you hear about the trouble that he got into?
Nah.
Because he had one of
garbage too.
Oh man, he might get the burial of the week.
Oh no.
For what he did.
What's his name?
Shane Black.
Black?
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Shane Black put one of his friends in the Predator who is a sex offender.
No.
And then without telling anybody.
No, you can't do that.
And then once they found out, they was like, oh, cut that scene, cut all that shit that he was in, like, get him the fuck out of here. And then people who he was in the scene with, I think the chick, she didn't know that the dude was a sex offender. Now she's mad because she's like, you got me in a situation with somebody who's a sex offender.
That's wild.
Like, I don't know what his sex offending was.
I see it. Shane Black apologizes again for his stupid decision to hire a sex offender for the Predator. Steven Wilder, was a registered sex offender, and I made an error in judgment that is irresponsible. I'm so sorry. Man. Yeah, I don't know what he did, but Olivia Munn, she was really, really upset about that.
That's who was in the scene, yeah. I'm guessing.
Wow. Fox deleted the scene.
Yeah, the scene was him
hitting on Olivia Munn in the movie. Yo, that's crazy. How do you make that kind of mistake, yo?
Well, no, it's kind of like, remember how,
but again, his friend.
Remember we talked about Kenny,
that with Kenny Omega.
That CFO. Or not CFO, CEO. CEO, thank you.
But it was his friend.
Yeah.
So do you think he didn't know?
No, he said that, as in what I've heard he said, is that, like, the guy has did his debt. You know, he's like, the guy is an actor. He's my friend. Right. I'm trying to give him a chance. He's in a bad situation because he can't do anything because of the situation. So
and here's what we talked about with Kenny and what happened with that. Same thing. I asked this question, so I'll ask it again to y'all. Is there a moment where you feel like if you've done your time for a sexual assault or sexual whatever, is there a time where you feel like that person has paid their debt to society and should be able to move forward from that?
I will honestly say it depends on what it
is. A kid diddler, always a kid diddler.
Well, that's what I said. It depends. No. Yes. Yes. Once a kid diddler, always a kid diddler. It depends on what the sexual act is.
That's true.
What I will say. To depend on if I feel like that's past or if you could have did your time or whatever. Like, not rape and things like that. I don't think that's something that can be like, okay, I forgive you. But what about, like, Louis C.K.? He's doing comedy again. Do y'all think he can come back after he was pulling his dick out in front of people, flashing people?
He can do what he wants, but I'm not supporting him. Like, he can come back, but we don't have to go see him.
So that's kind of your stance on the topic.
But I'm saying, like, if people don't go see him, then he wouldn't be successful coming back. So there has to be somebody that supports him coming back.
But he didn't. But that's the thing with Shane Black. He didn't share with everybody that this dude had done this.
Right, and that's why Shane made the mistake.
He could have been like, yo, my boy. Yo, he did some things, but he's reformed. He good. Do y'all want him here?
It was also stupid, the scene that he had him in when you said that he was hitting on somebody. Like, that was a weird choice for somebody who was a sex offender.
He's probably thinking it's better to ask for forgiveness in that situation, but he was wilding. That's wilding, bro.
Not in today's world. You don't do that, man.
Nah. I mean, just think about that. That's crazy.
You feel me, though?
Like, yeah, that's wild.
To put some, like, I know this dude is a murderer. I'm going to put him in the scene of this movie where he murdering somebody and hope that he don't get the urge to really murder this person while he's doing it. Like, don't you think that you owe the person who's working with him in that scene to be like, hey.
Yeah, at least tell the person.
He's about to pretend to stab you, but he actually stabbed somebody before. So you might want to just have your guard up.
Like, he's like, you plotting on me? Right. You be looking me in the eye.
It's like, imagine how a girl is going to feel if you're like, hey, this sexual offender is about to hit on you in this movie.
Right. You think Olivia Munn would be like, all right, it's cool. Why not?
No, she's very.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
They're actors, but she wasn't trying to act like she was happy about that.
But she's deep-rooted in her beliefs. So if that's something that she didn't want to do, then you know, like you said.
No, but that's the thing. But they should have given her the choice to
say no.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Shane that's fucking up. And
that's not okay.
Man,
that's a rapey move.
You getting buried on this podcast today.
Burial. Yeah, you buried, bro.
And I don't know what they're going to have you doing forward, but I don't know if I'm going to be watching it.
Speaking of burial, I know that this guy's like a two-time Burial of the Week recipient, Shiloh Jones.
Three times?
We don't have to bury him again, but he's actually going to be wrestling Mike Eagle.
Roasted.
I think right now.
He got roasted.
Fight TV. I just saw
from Mike Eagle is, don't you? Okay, Open Mike Eagle is a rapper from Chicago. He lives in L.A. right now.
I've seen his name before.
A big underground.
He's good.
He coined the term art rap and stuff like that. But this guy, what's his name? Shiloh Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He just started like doing some corny battle rap. He's an indie wrestler, and he started doing some bars on Twitter.
His gimmick.
He tagged a bunch of
people.
Tagging
rappers.
He tagged Mega Ran in it. He tagged Open Mike Eagle. He was tagging like
Tag Smoke?
More well known rappers. Like
Did he tag Smoke and. And
Smoke Dizza.
And like what was his name? Moses?
I don't know.
And
okay.
There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so
and he
Mike
just kept
kinda responded. Not with raps, but he was just like, yo, this dude is serious.
Well, and
like,
he went to a show.
But that was after the dude kept going. Like the dude kept on like harassing these dudes on Twitter.
Come a
and
broke
then
ass
because,
John Cena.
Because Open Mike was like responding, at least saying something to him on Twitter, he was like, oh, I gotta respond. So he kept on going. At Mike,
with some
and Mike,
corny ass
and Mike
rap,
is like okay,
like just,
this is getting
lyrically
the rap's
like
not good. Right. So it's now on Fight TV. So if you guys are interested, for $9.99, Ohio Value Wrestling's 1,000th episode
OVE
is on pay per view with Mike Eagle's fight. It's only been up now for 2 hours, so it just happened. So I hope Mike's not dead.
He got cleared through the state to wrestle.
Tope suicida.
He got cleared to wrestle. He went through Al Snow.
So shout out to Al Snow and OVW, and Mike can say he now wrestled in the OVW match.
Right, shout out to Open Mike. That's where
John
wrestling.
Cena started. If I'm not mistaken,
something like that.
John Cena started as prototype
in
OVW.
This is why maybe we should go to wrestling school. We can get in the squared circle.
Yeah, you trying to do some leg drops and some
big boots,
arm drags.
I'm too chunky myself. I'm just I'm not trying to be doing no flips and shit like that. My body don't work.
You gotta
like
do that.
You gotta do that. Braun Strowman don't flip.
And I'm just trying to walk out to the ring. I'm just trying to accompany.
Oh,
I want a manager.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. That's where the bag is.
Teaks of
so awesome. If you were a wrestler, what would your finishing move be?
Ooh.
Think about all your favorite finishers.
Hey,
while
you asked
you
us
that,
this question. You didn't tell us why you asked us this question. You asked us on Twitter.
What?
You asked us what
because
our
wanted people to create us on WWE 2K.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get to that yet. So while he's thinking about that, you think about
we
what
just
you're
planted the
over
seed.
So we can wrap the show up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. Shout out to all the people who be creating people on those games. It's a lot of work.
It takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
There's like lots of intricate
details.
And
then they import them online, and then you can like download other people's like designs and shit. That's
just
crazy.
Someone just did. Marco's stunt. Remember the little dude in All In?
Oh,
he went
yeah
up against
somebody
Brian Cage.
Created him?
Someone created him.
Wow.
It was dope.
Someone made Great Black Otaku as well.
Yes.
I
like
saw him
vintage
post that.
Great Black Otaku
it.
Or,
yeah,
or
well,
the King of
current,
Sit Style?
Current ones.
Oh,
the King
okay
of Sit Style.
There you go.
So, yeah. So think about what y'all putting over. You got it yet?
I think so.
All right. What would your finisher be?
It'd be called... the memory jog.
Ooh. The memory jog.
He's gonna crush the brain.
I like that. So if you crush their head,
yeah,
like,
man. So like, yeah, it'd be
like a kick to the head.
Yeah, some crazy where it's like, you know, like a head
squeeze.
It's like a hold.
Oh,
you know what I'm
Didn't
saying?
Crush
so like
have
a
that?
You was like a.
I think so.
Crush had that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's dope. Like the squeeze. Y'all can't see us doing the act.
I don't really.
But
just put your hands together like eating a Subway
together
sandwich.
Yeah, and imagine you're squeezing a giant.
But there's some jogging
watermelon
going on. So,
what's
like,
that?
Maybe it's, like, a squeeze.
A
oh, with, like, knees to the
yeah
head.
Yeah, knees to the
pow,
head.
Pow,
so you
got to
make, like, a clinch.
Pow.
Yeah.
So you give him the knees
just
to the head.
I just imagine him from behind the person, squeezing his head, and then walking with him. Like, making the person
no,
walk.
No.
So the puppet master.
Exactly, like, puppeting him. Like, squeeze your head and control you.
I played my first match in the 2K19 game. It was
still
loading, so I'd used Braun Strowman against Daniel Bryan. Had a good, fun match. He kicked out of all my moves.
Who did you have?
I had Braun.
Oh, okay.
And he kicked out the Power Slam. I was like, come on, man. This is whack. But it was fun.
Did you Power Slam him earlier, or did you get him?
I did two Power Slams. He kicked out.
Both of them?
Yeah. Oh, man, I was like, come on, Daniel Bryan. But it's fun, though. It feels more arcade style than the old ones. So it's G1 faster was action.
It's faster. Yeah,
I can't wait to get it.
I like the fast action. Mm-hmm. So shout out to 2K.
As long
2K.
As it's not fast like SmackDown. That's what I told them. Those
not
SmackDown
super fast,
was,
yeah.
They need to send us copies.
Was ridiculous.
Yeah, we would love some copies for the show. So also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do some putovers and then get out of here. So I'm going to put over 2K19 because I played it and I like it.
Good job.
So I dig it. I heard that the story mode is fun and fast as well. So I'm going to try to get into that tonight, but I'm about to get right back on the road, so I don't have a whole lot of time to play games.
Are you playing it on your Switch?
No, I got it on PS4.
Oh, okay.
It's not out on Switch yet.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Mad Maniacs, tag Mega Ran on Twitter and tell him what games that he should pick up from Zia for the 360, right? Isn't that what you've been asking people?
Our van has a 360 and a S-Video attachment, which I haven't seen in 10 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
So...
that's like a beefed up AV cable.
Yeah, man, we got a
beefed
freaking
up composites
S-Video, like, which I haven't seen in so long, which means I can't hook up my Switch. I can't hook up anything else to it because it's not HD. So anyway, if y'all got some 360 games, bring them to one of the shows. I'm at megaran.com/shows, and I'll see you on tour. What else,
man, we're going to have so much fun at today's show. Y'all should get on the tour.
For my putover, I'm going to put over, man. There's a lot of dope TV on right now for
fall TVs in full effect.
When the seasons start back up, we got
yes, sir.
BoJack Horseman. Just a new season of that just came out.
That's sad.
What's that? You don't like BoJack?
I didn't say I don't like it. I'm just saying it's sad.
It's a pretty sad show.
It's a sad show.
Shit's real.
I mean, but it's like him. It's like Will Arnett as a horse. Like, it's his.
Wrestling is real.
And then what's the other show that I was watching? It's the other animated Netflix show, Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Oh, Big Mouth.
Big Mouth season two just came out.
That one's weird. When I first saw it, I'm like,
man, if you haven't watched Big Mouth, check it out. It's not
don't
for
watch
your kids.
It with the kids.
Yeah.
This is a cartoon.
It's
don't
about
mean watch
kids,
it with
kids, but not for kids.
Watch Next Gen with the kids.
So
that's okay.
Yeah, Big Mouth is definitely. I've actually been waiting for that season two to come out because I watched season one and I was like, man, that shit is fire. So season two is off to a good start. I've seen some crazy like clips and shit, and I just watched the first episode last night. So,
yeah, well, for my put over, I've been playing this game called Detroit. Shout out to Detroit.
Yo, Detroit's dope.
It's a really, it's an awe inspiring game. It really is. You play. Through these different scenarios where you are an android, and you play through these different scenarios and you break the boundaries of what an android is. Have any of y'all seen the Animatrix? So it's kind of like that where, you know, you have these boundaries, but yet you become self-aware there and go, you have to make decisions that could affect the timeline ultimately.
You watch the Westworld?
I have seen Westworld, at least season one.
I haven't watched it, but I know like the whole
plot
or whatever. And it's
similar. It is similar to that.
Okay.
However,
like AI's becoming sentient and stuff like that.
Right. So they become self-aware, you know, like Skynet, whatever. And it's a really great game. There's not a lot of action per se, but the stories are so well written and displayed that it's like you're watching and playing a movie, which, mm-hmm. you know, I think is a good change of pace. I know games nowadays became more like quick time events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I always feel like there's a time and place for that. And I think I'm in that vein where, you know, I kind of want to just chill out and, you know, stop playing Overwatch for a minute or something else and just kind of like take a game at a good pace. So Detroit's my put over.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. Do you have something that you're into right now?
Outside of wrestling.
That's not wrestling. What are you into? Have you learned something, started playing something, started watching something?
Listening
just
to something.
Saw a YouTube music. Thing, heard something, anything?
Agretsuko.
What
it's
is that?
It's anime? An anime.
Have you
seen that shit?
I've seen the entire thing.
Yeah,
I just got into it. That
it
shit
is
so
good.
Hilarious.
Okay, so on Netflix?
Yeah, it's Netflix.
All right.
Cool. It is adorable.
What is it about? Give us a quick little synopsis.
It's about like this. well, everybody's an animal, but like it's a chick. She's like a fox or whatever. I guess. Yeah, she's like a fox, okay. And she's like working in corporate America. But like, there's like all sorts of issues in corporate America. But like, she gets shitted on by her boss. Like, her boss is a jerk. Everybody in her office, for the most part,
is a jerk.
No, they're a jerk. Oh. No, her boss is a pig.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, you know, just like chauvinistic and all this stuff. And she just puts up with shit and then just goes and like sings metal in the bathroom. Like, yeah. She like copes with everything by doing karaoke, like hard, heavy metal karaoke.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
Here's the taste.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out.
Well, what does it look like? Because I want to know what type of anime style it is.
It's kind
of
like a, almost like a Hello Kitty style.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, she's doing her thing. She's doing her thing. And then she gets.
But I have a secret that no one knows.
At night. And then she's rocking out.
Oh, okay, I like how the style switches up when she's wilding out.
This is really okay. This looks dope.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get into this.
It's so good.
It's like Teen Titans esque,
yeah,
like anime.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna enjoy that.
And when she does the death metal, she totally buries the boss and all that bullshit she does or he does. It is hilarious.
Okay, that's dope. I'm gonna check it out.
I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, for sure.
What's that weird one? What's the anime one that's like Pop something? I can't even remember now.
The hell's he talking about?
Is it on,
get with the times,
Cartoon Network. No,
it's on Cartoon Network. As the weird, it's on Funimation.
Oh.
I don't remember. All right, I'll get to it later. But anyway, folks, thanks for checking us out. Awesome. Let them know where they can find you.
You can hit me up on OSYM Beats on Instagram. Or I got beats for sale on awesomebeats.com, OSYMBeats.com.
Awesomebeats.com. What made you spell awesome all weird?
Old soul and a young man.
Old soul, young man. I like that. That's dope. Yeah, I dig it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch me at MegaRan.
You can catch me at @Teek_Hall.
And I am the Neo X. Be sure that you stay tuned. Remember, Pro Wrestling Tees is going to be having a sale next week, so be on the lookout for the 20% off offers. We're also going to be, of course, still supporting the Patreon. Be sure to sign up for that. There's going to be plenty more to come for all of our Patreon subscribers.
Yo, and make sure that y'all check us out on Spotify. I know if you're listening to this, then you're probably listening to us on Spotify. But if you're listening to us through MegaRan's website or any other platform and you didn't know we were on Spotify, now you can catch us on Spotify.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Quick and easy. Straight to the point.
Shout out to the Geekscape Network, which will be co-producing our podcast for now on. And, of course, shout out to Digilabs, where we come from every week. When do we do this? On Wednesdays? That's correct. Every Wednesday. Go to recordingstudiophoenix.com for all your recording needs. Shout out to Rock Knowledge. We miss you. We'll see you again next week. I might not be here, but they will.
And make sure y'all check Crown Jewel out.
Yeah. And check out awesomebeats.com. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, keep your shoulders off the mat. We out.
Peace.